It seems like almost yesterday that the territory Americans know as Texas began, from its origins in southeast Missouri. In 1796, a young man from Connecticut moved west in response to stories of vast quantities of lead in the Missouri country. With a large land grant from the Spanish government, Moses Austin initiated the Missouri lead industry in the vicinity of Potosi, named for the Bolivian mining center of Potosi. The outlet for the tons of lead produced in this region was Herculaneum on the Mississippi, and by 1817, a wealthy Moses Austin turned his mines over to his son, Stephen, and moved to Herculaneum. The economic impact of 1819 influenced the Austin wealth, and in 1821, Moses Austin traveled to Spanish Texas and received permission to bring 300 American families into what would become Texas. But on his return to his home in Missouri, Austin became ill and died. Today, Moses Austin rests in the city cemetery in Potosi, Missouri. Following the death of his father, Stephen F. Austin took over the grant and by 1825 had 300 American families identified in Texas history as the Old 300 in the Mexican province of Coahuila. By 1829, Austin had an additional 900 families there, and the foundation of American Texas was born. In 1836, the 43-year-old father of Texas, Stephen F. Austin, died and is buried in the Texas State Cemetery. It was in 1821 that the American migration resulting in the origins of Texas began, and it came from southeast Missouri. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.